It was in my primary school, and I learned English in an English learning center. And my teacher is foreigner, and the teaching method in the center is different from the school at the primary school, because the teacher used the games and movies and sometimes more interaction with us. And I think the things that I learned in that time made me remember it for a long time. So it is the most remembering learning experience. Okay.
So do you mind telling me about what their teaching style has made them stand out while they're teaching you?
Teaching style.
Yeah, like their English teaching style, the methods.
More interaction, and the student in the class is less than the student in the the ordinary school. And also, we don't call the teacher the 尊称朋友, okay, and we're just like friends, and this is my first time to talk and talk and make friends with foreigners, so it is really memorable. So I think the teacher treat us like friends. So yeah,
that must be a really encouraging learning environment. So I want to know, for our next questions, what is your most memorable English reading experience?
For a student in mainland China, I think the English reading experience outside the ordinary curriculum is less than the foreigners, and I think the memorable English reading experience is the first time I read the English novel It's Pride and Love, but it is really hard for me to read it, finish it, because there's too many difficult words. So, but I read it chapter one, then I turn it to watch the movie. So,
I see. So when you come across words you don't understand in a book, would you use, now technology has become more advanced, would you use an electronic dictionary, or would you prefer to use a mobile application that you can check difficult words?
I used electronic dictionary, but because it's too many words to search, so it doesn't really work, I think so. But now that because I am student of Master of Education, and I read English paper in electronic tools like Kindle, and the tools you can type it, and it will show you the Chinese. So
okay.
That might be more useful.